putting the focus on newcomers to Taiwan. This is ICRT's New Life for New Immigrants.
挥洒汗水与泪水，新住民在台湾开辟家园的心声，请收听《新住民新人生》。
Li Zhenyan moved from China to Hualien at the age of 4. He took a great interest in the issues of migrant workers and other new immigrants in Taiwan from a young age. He wanted to use educational materials to help Indonesian new immigrants better integrate with their local community. Based on the Taiwan-India bilingual introduction model, which uses two languages simultaneously, he and a team of other like-minded new immigrants created a vast range of online content. Now they've produced podcasts, travel blogs, and online Chinese language classes, all from an Indonesian perspective.
来自四川成都的新住民二代黎正燕，四岁就跟爸妈来到台湾，定居在花莲。受到妈妈影响，黎正燕开始关注移工及新移民的议题。为了让在台的印尼人充分了解台湾，他协同社团成员成立社群，开始自媒体创作，用台印双语的介绍模式，让两地文化无缝接轨，深受大家的好评。当企划、摄影及剪辑慢慢上手，他跟协会里的印尼移工、留学生合作，以印尼人的视角做 podcast、旅游节目及华语教学，邀请印尼籍主持人用家乡话导览台湾的风土民情。因为黎正燕努力创作及推广新媒体内容，来协会咨询的印尼移工及留学生越来越多，协助解决了更多在台印尼人的生活问题。
ICRT 新住民新人生由新住民发展基金补助播出。
You've been listening to ICRT's New Life for New Immigrants, brought to you by the New Immigrant Development Fund.